Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting second. The center fielder, Tommy Thompson. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Buck Jordan. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hal Lee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Cascarrat. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Lopez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Lanning. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Johnny Lanning. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting second. The third baseman, Woody English. Batting third. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Stan Heck. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. And now, play ball. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler strikes out. One out. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gallen. Moore reaches second base with a double. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hack scoops it up and throws to first, with Root covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore, who is chasing the ball. Allen reaches third base with a triple. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a line drive towards third. Cascarrat reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee takes first base on ball four. Joe Cascarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cascarrat strikes out. Two outs. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a line drive into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaskarrot fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. There goes Hartnett trying to get to third. Worstler throws to Kaskarrot, who tags Hartnett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Lanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0 for 1 in the game. Worstler hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0 for 1 in the game. Jordan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is called out on strikes. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allen. The throw from Lopez and he is out, Cuccinello applying the tag. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Kaskarrot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaskarrot is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaskarrot hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lanning fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a line drive towards first. Jordan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Lanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanning is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanning is called out on strikes. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 2 in the game. Wurstler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lopez moves to second. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Gallen reaches second base with a double. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gallen moves to third. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 1 in the game. Root takes first base on ball 4. Gerges moves to second. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 2 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaskerard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0 for 2 in the game. Jordan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuccinello hits a line drive off the glove of English, and into shallow left field. Cuccinello reaches second base with a double. Jordan moves to third. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lee is walked intentionally. Joe Kaskerard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaskerard is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaskerard is hit by the pitch. Jordan scores. Cuccinello moves to third. Lee moves to second. It's 1-0, Braves. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allen, who is chasing the ball. Lopez reaches third base with a triple. Cuccinello scores. Lee scores. Kaskerard goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Braves. Johnny Lanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanning is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanning hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 3 in the game. Wurstler hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lopez scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Braves. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaskerud fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hack fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Gallen moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gerges hits a line drive towards short. Worstler catches it and throws to second to double up Gallen. Two outs. Johnny Gill pinch hits for Charlie Root. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Braves. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Guy Bush now pitching. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Woody English. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jordan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cavaretta for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Stan Hack now playing third base. Phil Cavaretta now playing first base. Clay Bryant now pitching. Joe Kaskerud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaskerud is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Kaskerud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Lopez strikes out. Two outs. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 3 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 3 in the game. Demery hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Demery reaches second base with a double. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 3 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Demery moves to third. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Demery scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Braves. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wurstler takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wurstler moves to third. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wurstler scores. It's 6-3, Braves. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Moore bunts towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Herman covering, for the out. Thompson moves to second. One out. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jordan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hartnett fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hartnett. Jordan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gerges hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Gerges reaches second base with a double. Ken O'Day pinch hits for Clay Bryant. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gerges moves to third. Tiny Chaplin now pitching. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cuccinello scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Gerges scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Braves. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 4 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jordan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.